Hey everybody, we're almost ready to wrap up this teaching on the fruit of the Spirit we have today and tomorrow. And we're going each day and reading the verses or the verse from Galatians 5:22 about the fruit of the Spirit. This is things that every Christian is to demonstrate, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I hope you've been saying those with me each day as you memorize these, if you don't have them memorized already. Today, we're talking about gentleness. And I think about Jesus, and I think about gentle Jesus. Now, we know Jesus got angry. We know Jesus had human emotions, but he was gentle. I love Matthew 11:28. And I want you to look at, and I know the word gentle is in here, but I want you to look at this little scripture all together, and I want you to sense the gentleness that Jesus would have said this with. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Do you see the gentleness with Jesus? Jesus is a gentle father. I want you to think about Proverbs 15:1. It says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath." Have you been in a situation where there are people who are, we'll just call it emotionally charged? you feel that intensity in the room, and then you've got that one person that is gentle. Their words are slower. Their words are not as loud. They speak with a quieter voice. They have a calm demeanor, and they bring calmness to the room. We are to be gentle. Philippians 4:5 says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all." So Jesus calls us to be gentle by showing us to be gentle. We're to be Christ-like, and he says that he's gentle, so we're to be gentle. And then Paul says, everyone should see our gentleness. Our reactions should be gentle. In conversations where there is emotional uprising, we can still feel emotionally charged on the inside, but we are to demonstrate gentleness. Let's pray about gentleness today. Lord, would you help me be gentle today? Gentle with the ones that I love and cherish. Gentle with the ones I work with or go to school with. Gentle with the ones I run into today, wherever I go. Lord, we know that a gentle answer turns away wrath. So when we're in conversations where inside our blood begins to boil, our heart rate begins to increase, Lord, would you remind us that you call us to be gentle. Jesus, you yourself said, "For I am gentle and humble in heart." Lord, help us to be like that today. May all of our words be seasoned with gentleness. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen.